Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthy relationship with money. Again, I want to thank you for joining us. We've got hundreds of thousands of listeners across the United States. We're expanding overseas. We have over 70,000 overseas split up between 56 countries, so we just keep building. And I just want to thank you for sharing us with your friends and family. Now, last week, big challenges by business owners and accidental entrepreneurs. We had Quinn Driscoll, the value lady. She came in and talked about, for those business owners, hey, how do we go from the employee mindset to the mindset of a CEO? And you know what? She went through wonderful things there that made a big difference, especially for the business owner, because I was even thinking about this going, wow, I do that and I need to stop that so I can be a better business owner. Now, if you'd like to go see Quinn's episode, you can go to the savingwithsteve.us website. Again, that's the savingwithsteve.us website. And you want to look for episode 96. Yep, we're coming up on 100. This is our 97th episode here. So we're really happy that you're with us. With that, I'll be talking about ways to optimize your 401k today. But first, you know what? We have Krish Klesh. Krish Klesh is the number one travel guru. He's got empowering inside secrets to safe luxury travel, leisure for pennies on the dollars, bringing families together, memories last forever. You know what? You're just going to look forward to this, because when I first had Chris on almost about a year ago, he gave us some tips. And quite frankly, those tips led to big, gigantic savings. My son graduated from college in San Luis Obispo. We were scouring, trying to find a hotel and all that kind of stuff for a week for family and so on. Chris gave us this one tip, and this one tip led us to one of the top hotels in the area. And you know what? We actually rented out a timeshare from somebody who had a timeshare at that hotel. And we actually did it for about $350 for 7 days, which was really interesting because it runs at $400 a night. So we got it for next to nothing. We had all the guest amenities, all the Wi-Fi, everything that went with the hotel. It was wonderful. We've also done other things, and I'm going to let Chris go into that. I'm just saying, I'm really excited about this because you're going to get a lot out of it. So get out your pens because you don't want to miss it. So with that, I would like to introduce you to Krish Klesh. Krish, thank you so much for joining the show here.
Well, thanks, Steve. It's a pleasure to be with you again, especially in this economy. The topic of travel and leisure and how to save money is just relevant. It's unique, and we're all thinking about it. You know, you're the financial guru, the financial advisor, and obviously with inflation at a 40% high, gas prices, the stock market, 401ks, Roth IRAs, annuities going down 20 or 25% this year. People really want to save money. They're looking for ways to still live their life in a luxury manner with their families and their friends. Now, again, the pandemic shut down travel and leisure. Hotels weren't open, airlines masking, you couldn't get flights and everything. Now, with the vaccinations, the therapeutics, people are starting to travel again. It's called revenge travel. They've been cooped up quarantining, and now they want to go back on that family vacation, the reunion, the weddings, etc., going to association meetings. But the problem still arises because of inflation and everything else. People are scared. Their investments are going down. And I try to solve the problem, how to make that affordable. I've been doing this for almost 20 years, and I'm pretty unique. It's in my bloodstream, how to save money. I interview people all over the world, concierges, hotel executives, travel people, tourist people, wherever I go. I subscribe to about 20 blogs, and it's become a drug to me. Really, you don't have to be rich to live rich. And after all, I think your audience agrees. I always start off asking the question. I think we'd all agree that the best things in life aren't the material things. What are they? They're your health, your mental and physical health, your family, those close friends, hopefully your faith, and those precious memories and experiences we all have. And a lot of those memories and experiences do come from travel and leisure, vacations, reunions, Thanksgiving, holidays, spring breaks, etc. And after all, again, I think your audience would agree that we travel not to escape life, but for have life not to escape us. And again, in this down economy and the questionable future and what's going on, people really need to save money, or they're looking to save money. Not everybody's in the upper 1%. Hell, we got President Biden now forced to fly coach on Air Force One. Jill Biden, Hunter Biden paying for checked bags. Hell, I was out in California a couple of weeks ago in L.A. doing a speaking engagement. I found mafia families dining at the Olive Garden. I'm saying parents firing their nannies. They get to, they got to get to know the names of their own kids. You know, even the Kardashians are losing their ass. I came back to Florida. My kid's school lunch program, instead of macaroni and cheese, it's macaroni or cheese. I go into Costco. I see a guy coming out of Costco with one roll of toilet paper. I mean, this is happening all over. So people are focused on, you know, their income, how to save money. You provide the investment advice they need for their obviously it's a changing world out there for their portfolios. You provide a valuable service. And my expertise comes from 18 years travel and leisure, how to do it economically without breaking the bank, because we've been cooped up. We need this. Everybody needs to retreat, relax, renew, rejoice, and remember for a lifetime.
I agree with that, Chris.
Yeah, especially now with this COVID situation, a lot of the entrepreneurs, like my son, he's a big shot accountant. He used to be at the Price Waterhouse. Now he's our work from home, which means you could work from anywhere. So that means you could travel to your family or favorite destination resort and turn on your computer and a Zoom call like this and just perform your job function and get paid, only if it's affordable. So let's get right into the tips now.
Perfect. Let's do that.
Yeah. The two biggest aspects of travel is airfares and accommodations. Those are that's probably 90% of your travel budget for a typical family vacation. Airfares. Let's take airfares first. I've been flying for free for 18 years. When I say free, I just pay like $5 or $10 a flight for tax for the last 18 years. So how do I do it? The big tip, the number one tip I could give, it's called travel hacking. Everybody knows about credit cards, points, etc. They're a little confused. So let me try to clarify it. Every major airline is associated with a bank, has their own airline's credit card, and they have sign-up bonuses where you can sign up for their credit card and spend, most of them, $2,000 to $5,000 over a three-month period and get 50, 60, 70,000 miles. For instance, Delta's sponsored by American Express, JetBlue is with Capital Bank. I fly American a lot. They're with Barclay Bank and Capital Bank. And United has its credit card. Even the low-cost airlines people in your area that want to go to Hawaii, you got Hawaiian Airlines, Aloha Airlines, they all have credit cards. And the idea is to pick the airline of your choice. It's going to get you to your desired destinations and research the credit card sign-up bonuses. And if you leverage this now with yourself and your spouse and maybe your grown children, et cetera, the miles add up. And there's inside secrets that I know. I provide the inside secrets. There's a credit card out there now with American Airlines where all you have to do is make one purchase, a pack of gum, a cup of coffee, fill up your gas tank, and you're going to get 60,000 American Airlines Advantage miles. That's the equivalent of $1,500 gift certificate with American. And with these credit cards, most of them have loyalty. You're going to get free baggage check-in for your entire traveling party. So if you're flying down to Disney World or Hawaii, you're not paying for baggage check-in. Additionally, you're going to get priority boarding. So which that means is after first class, business class, if you're riding in coach, you have a coach ticket, you'll board the plane so you won't have to fight for that overhead compartment space. So to your audience, I recommend that they research. I'll provide my number. I do a little coaching, consulting, professional speaking. All airlines, even the low-cost ones, have their own credit card. And obviously, with credit cards, you pay the balance. As you know, as a financial advisor, you never pay interest. Now, with interest rates, I think they're going up another 0.75 yesterday with the Fed. Yep. So you're talking 22%. You don't put charges on a credit card that you can't pay off at the end of the month. But this is the way you fly free. And if you have a business, a lot of your audiences, you advise small business owners, et cetera. If they have a business, they could get a credit card in a business name put expenses on that credit card to meet the minimum so they could leverage with their self, their spouse, their business, and it all adds up. And you wind up with 200,000 airline miles, and it enables you to fly anywhere in the world for free. And for instance, here's another tip for Southwest Airlines. They're with Chase Bank. And
hey, Chris, hold on 1 second. We're going to have to take a break. Everybody stick with us. Chris is going to give the secrets of Southwest Airlines. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. I just want to make sure you all know that replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insights on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Google Play, Spotify, and you know, never miss a show. You can always check out our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, AM FM 247. Thanks to our affiliates. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to live a life of spiritual and financial freedom. Now with that, you know what? We've got Chris Kless. But one last thing. You want to go to the savingwithsteve.us website, because if you go to the resource page, you're going to get some special information that we're going to be able to provide you that, you know what, we got Coach Chris here that's going to provide for us, and you're going to be able to get that to save yourself some more money on travel. So you definitely want to go to the website there. Again, thanks again for being with us today, Chris. Let's talk about Southwest Airlines and how people can get that big bonus.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. You know, every airline has different bonuses, and with Southwest Airlines, it flies a lot of places. By the way, they don't charge for baggage checking. At one airline, you could check two bags for no charges. But they have a variety of business cards and personal cards. And if you add up your cards to the spending, and when I say spending, you just plan it. Like I mentioned to you before, I put my car insurance on a credit card to make the minimum spending. I put my homeowner's insurance, so it adds up. And with Southwest, if you accumulate about 130,000, they call them rapid reward points or loyalty points, not only do you fly free using those points, you can name a companion to fly free. So if you time it right, again, with Southwest Airlines, you could fly all over the country with a companion for free. I had a client that he wanted to take his son to 5 baseball parks in the summer. He had a son and he just wanted to go to all around the country. And that was his thing, baseball, going to see different teams. And I've turned him on to the Southwest credit card companion pass and the sign-up bonuses. And he had a business, and he wound up getting business cards and personal cards. And he had accumulated enough mileage to get 130,000 points. And then he got his son to fly for free. So it can be done. There's specialists out there to just handle this. I won't take up your audience's time now, but I'll give my information if they want to contact me. But every airline has a credit card. And the idea is you can't do, you know, 5 or 10, but choose the one that'll get you to your destination. And again, I'm repeating myself, but I fly a lot I used to have a vacation home in Lake Tahoe. I live in Florida, Palm Beach area, and I ski a lot in Vail. So those are the two major destinations. And I know American Airlines has the best connections. So obviously I utilize the American Airlines credit cards. I also go to New York a lot because I'm an ex-conductor to go to Broadway shows. I know Delta, JetBlue fly nonstop, so I obviously have their credit cards. So plan this out. And again, just another tip, using the miles, they're like cash. You got to check just like you would pay for an airline. Different times of the year, there's more miles you have to use, frequent flyer currency, so to speak. So if you could stay away from the holidays, the Christmas, the Thanksgiving, the New Year's, the spring breaks, you're going to save a heck of a lot of miles. And the same thing goes, let's just transition now. The other big expense in travel, that's after you get there.
Can I add something, Chris, here real quick? I just want to say, when I first talked to Chris, he gave me this tip about Southwest. And my wife referred my daughter I referred my son. They got 50,000 points. We got 50,000 points. I set up one of the business cards and got another 100,000 points. And I set up another business card for my wife and got 100,000 points. And yeah, I still put stuff on there. But the reality is now my daughter can fly back and forth between college and it doesn't cost us a cent. This is just so easy to do as long as you understand what's going on. And I want to thank you again for giving me that tip, Chris.
Yeah, well, it is a little more complicated. It's not as easy, but you have to plan this like anything else. I'm not lying when I say I travel for pennies on the dollar. I fly for free, and I'm not married for a flight attendant. You just have to plan this out, do a little research. You need a mentor or coach like you're a financial consultant. People go to somebody that's an expert in the field to plan their retirement, their long-term care, their investments, etc., because the market changed, and they go to you. People come to me to service their dreams as far as travel and leisure, to show them how to do it in luxury now, safely at the lowest possible cost. So it can be done. A lot of times you do need to do a little research or have a, like myself, here it is. I'm the number one travel guru or travel coach, and to find out these things. But let's transition now. The other big expense, obviously, after you get to your desired location is accommodations. We talked about credit cards. There are hotel credit cards out there. Again, signed with American Express, Chase Bank. Pick a loyalty program. The two big ones are Bonvoy, that used to be Marriott Rewards, and then you got Hilton. If you get their credit cards, sign-up bonuses, you usually get 125,000 points that could be used for hotel stays. When you renew the credit card, you get a free night that's probably worth $300. Put your spending on the hotel credit card. And again, you're not paying for hotel charges, and they upgrade you into loyalty. Figure out what hotel chain you want to be a part of. I'm just using Marriott as an example. They're called Bonvoy now. Bonvoy reward points. Hilton has their points. Hyatt has their own program. Which hotel chain you use for your personal use and business use. And that's how you stay in hotels for free. But the big thing now is, my big tip, number one tip that people will utilize, you've already utilized it, when you're going on that typical family vacation, the seven-night vacation to tourist destinations, the resorts, and everybody thinks hotels, resorts, especially if they have a family. They got to get two rooms, a suite, and it's a lot of money. I don't care if you're going to New York, Maui, Hawaii, Kaualina, etc. It costs a lot of money. So here's an alternative. Forget the word hotel. I tell my audience when I'm speaking out on stage, alternative. Forget the word hotel. Why? Because Marriott, Hilton, Hyatt, Westin, Disney, Starwood, Wyndham, even Holiday Inn, they all are hotels. We've stayed there. They're all over the world. But besides hotels and resorts, they all have vacation club or timeshare products. All these timeshares are located in key tourist destinations all over Hawaii, Las Vegas, Orlando. I mentioned myself, I'm a skier. I ski in Lake Tahoe, Park City, Vail, and you could rent from an owner. Now, not from the hotel chain. You go on the internet, one tip, redweek.com, redweek.com. That lists all these resorts by area where owners are trying to rent out their timeshare. A lot of them are older. They can't travel because of illness or something, and you could rent out their timeshares and really just pay their maintenance charge. And for this, you're going to get triple the space, triple the amenities for a third the price of a hotel room. And I use myself as an example. I go to Vail every year. In a Vail hotel room in the ski season, I'm a ski bum, I admit it, goes for anywhere between $800 or $900 and $2,200 a night. It goes up to $2,200 a night. And that does not include tax or valet parking, etc. So add that on. Nice hotel room. But you could go on to Red Week. You don't have to own anything from Marriott. A half mile down the road, they have a timeshare. They call it vacation club now. Vacation clubs are really timeshares. Timeshare got a bad name because of the bad sales practices. So it's Marriott Vacation Club, Hilton Vacation Club. And you can stay in a one-bedroom unit or a two-bedroom unit. One bedrooms could sleep six. You're going to get a full kitchen, a fireplace, a balcony, a washer dryer, a clubhouse now with indoor, outdoor pools, weight room, sauna, steam room, the whole bit. Free transportation, right, for me, like me, right to the ski slope. And you're going to pay a third the price of a hotel room. And I'm talking about $200 to $300 a night, no tax, free Wi-Fi. You can do this. And you could do it whether you're going skiing like me, you go to Hawaii, You don't have to pay for the luxury resorts. You rent a timeshare or vacation club from an owner. And besides all the hotel chains I mentioned, Marriott, Hilton, Hyatt, Westin, Disney, Starwood, etc., there's a lot of independent timeshares all over. There's thousands of them. And if you go on the internet, a lot of them are really inexpensive. And I sort of recommend during this post-COVID thing, stick with the hotel chains because they're managed by hotels. You know you're going to get the sanitization standards. You're going to get full resort amenities. I myself, for instance, live here in Florida at a beautiful golf resort. Like I said, I got one heck of a backyard, 4 golf courses, 23 tennis courts, spa, etc. But I go 10 miles away to my Marriott timeshare where I own, and it's a full resort. I probably stay there the equivalent of a month a year. My son comes down. And you're getting a beautiful ocean view room, again, full kitchen, washer, dryer, Wi-Fi, 2 or 3 flat screen TVs and all the activities. And you're going to pay less than motels 6 rates. So your audience should realize is another accommodations choice. Think about for that weekly family vacation, renting a timeshare or vacation club from an owner on that website.
Our time is coming up. We have about 20 seconds left. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, how do they go about doing it?
Yeah, well, for your audience, Steve, I would say give me a call directly. I'll take their calls and give them a 15-minute consultation, point them in the right direction, etc. I do speaking engagements if they have an association, trade group, or I think this type of information would be valuable. I expand on this, obviously, how to rent a car and everything else, really to save 90 to 95% of the travel costs. Call me at this number. This is my home cell number. Be glad to take their call and point them in the right direction. That's 561-386-2986. I repeat, 561-386-2986. Just say you saw me on Steve's show. I'm the travel coach. And also, if they want a free ebook, I have a free ebook I send to them, 99 Travel Tips Without Skimping. My email, my corporate email is lifetimeleisure, that's one word, @bellsouth.net. Just send me an email. Say you want the book, include your email, and I'll send it out to you. It's an ebook, so you could download it with 99 travel tips. How we could bring families together so their memories last forever in the travel industry for just pennies on the dollar.
Hey, thank you so much, Chris. Our time is up. I want to thank you for being with us today and sharing this because I know our guests, our listeners and our viewers are very, very excited to get this information. And by the way, we're going to put your 99 tips up on our resource page, as well as your information, so people can give you a call and get in contact with you and learn a whole lot more. And I think it's wonderful. You're giving them free 15 minutes of your time. And I think that's beautiful. So thank you for being with us today.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Steve. I think everybody now, again, I'm repeating myself, especially in this environment with stress in this country, families, friends, we all need that to get away for corporate wellness, et cetera. Retreat, just think, retreat, relax, renew, rejoice, and remember for a lifetime. And we can do that through travel and leisure.
Thanks for being with us today. We'll see you next time, Chris.
All right. Bye-bye. It's a pleasure. Thank you, Steve.
Stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything in the center that relates to you having a happy, healthy relationship with money. I want to reward you for joining us here today by just giving you some good tips, ways to optimize your 401k. If your employer offers a 401k match, take it, okay? If you're in the market for a new job, prioritize the potential employer that offers a 401k in the matching program. Keep in mind, most companies, you'll need to be fully vested in the 401k to keep the employer match, but it means you should stay a couple years, maybe 5 years, and be fully vested. Every company has a different 401k, so make sure you know what you're getting into before you do it, which means read the benefit package. I want to say this. You know what? My son just graduated from college. He went to work for this one company, and you know what? The the reality is they actually match 6% of whatever he contributes. That's beautiful. Think about that. If he's contributing 6% of his wages, which is $6,000 a year, and he can only contribute $20,000 now, that means 26. So instead of taking 5 years to contribute $100,000, he can now do it in 4. And in an environment right now where the market is down, he's able to buy more shares, which means he's dollar cost averaging. And you know what? When it comes to saving for retirement, it's an accumulation sport. The more you can accumulate, the better you're going to be. The only time that dollar cost averaging doesn't work for you and just focusing on growth is when you're a few years away from retirement or in retirement. You know what? Don't accept a default savings rate. When you sign up for your company's 401k plan, the default saving rate is usually 3% of your paycheck getting allocated to your 401k. So that's the new default that we have here in the United States. They want to contribute 3%. Okay, great. For many people, it's probably not enough, okay? The goal is to save 1% every year until you get to the allocation of 20%. So think about this. If you're only able to contribute $300 or $400 a month, fine. But every chance you get, increase it by 1%, increase it by 1%, increase it by 1% until you hit the maximum. That way you'll get to the point where you're contributing the maximum amount. And if you've already hit the maximum amount, use your assets to make sure your bills are lower, debts lower, the whole shot. Next, maximize your tax break. Your 401k allows you to defer paying income tax on the money you save. In 2022, you contribute $20,500 into your 401k. If you're over 50, that's $27,000. That's a lot of money to put away. So you want to make sure you go about doing that. And the other thing is, don't cash out early. If you withdraw early from your 401k or IRA, that means before 59 and a half, you're subject to a 10% early withdrawal penalty. And on top of that, on your withdrawal, you're going to have to pay interest. Okay. So it's really important you pay attention to that. It makes a big difference. The next thing is look at ways to minimize fees within the 401k. Hey, your 401k has mutual funds. All those mutual funds, they have fees. They have, you know, 12b1 fees. They have fees for the fund manager, all sorts of those things. You should look through the investments, okay? A 1% fee over a 30-year period of time could cost you $144,000 in your savings. So you want to make sure, one, you've got something that's going to perform, and two, you want to make sure it has the lowest fees. The better you understand that, the more money you'll save, the quicker you'll save to the point where you can have an option to work. Now, again, I want to thank you all for joining us here on Saving with Steve, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. You know, hopefully you'll stay safe and healthy, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week right here on Saving with Steve. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.